While Paul Langevin later said that the confusion of ideas reached its zenith at Solvay 1927, for Heisenberg, this meeting of minds was the decisive turning point in establishing the correctness of the Copenhagen interpretation. "I am satisfied in every respect with the scientific results," he wrote as the conference ended. "Bohr's and my views have been generally accepted. At least serious objections are no longer being made, not even by Einstein and Schrödinger. As far as Heisenberg was concerned, they had won. We could get anything clear by using the old words and limiting them by the uncertainty relations and still get a completely consistent picture," he recalled almost 40 years later. When asked whom he meant by "we," Heisenberg replied, "I could say that at that time it was practically Bohr, Pauli, and myself." Bohr never used the term the Copenhagen interpretation, nor did anyone else until Heisenberg in 1955. Yet, from a handful of adherents, it quickly spreads so that for most physicists, the Copenhagen interpretation of quantum mechanics became synonymous with quantum mechanics. Three factors lay behind this rapid dissemination and acceptance of the Copenhagen spirit. The first was the pivotal role of Bohr and his institute. Inspired by his stay in Rutherford's laboratory in Manchester as a young postdoctoral student, Bohr had managed to create an institute of his own, with the same zing in the air, the sense that anything was possible. Bohr's institute quickly became the world center of quantum physics, and to paraphrase the old Romans, all roads lead to Blegsdamve 17, recalled the Russian George Gamow, who arrived there in the summer of 1928. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute of Theoretical Physics, of which Einstein was the director, existed only on paper, and he preferred it that way. While he usually worked alone or later with an assistant who carried out the calculations, Bohr fathered many scientific children. The first to rise to prominence and positions of authority were Heisenberg, Pauli, and Dirac. Though only young men, as Ralph Kronig later recalled, other young physicists did not dare to go against them. Kronig, for one, had not published the idea of electron spin after Pauli ridiculed it.